Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Apple has revealed that it's struggling in China. The fashion magazine Vogue has started using Snapchat in the UK and Facebook Messenger chatbots are increasing business sales. Apple has released its figures for Q2 2017 in the Chinese market, showing that the company is struggling once again in the country. Whilst the company has made $8 billion in revenue in the market during the quarter, this is less than 50% of what the company made in the same quarter 2 years ago. Greater China was the only market which Apple saw a decrease in growth. This is a stark contrast to how China was viewed by Apple in 2015, when it was the fastest growing market for the brand. In order to help this issue, Apple has employed a managing director for Greater China for the first time. Overall, the company saw a year-on-year 7% increase in revenue worldwide. The fashion magazine Vogue has started using Snapchat in the UK. British Vogue now has a presence on the platform's Discover feature. Industry expert Nick Cicero said there are millions of viewers every day on Snapchat Discover that are actively looking at premium content separate from the content made by friends. The move means British Vogue has now followed in the footsteps of its US equivalent, which first appeared on the platform in September last year, with French Vogue launching just a couple of months ago. At the time, the French magazine's editor said that the essence of Vogue is to tell stories of fashion, adding that the magazine was excited at the new tools Snapchat Discover provides. British Vogue will post on Snapchat on Saturdays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. It's been announced during Facebook's F8 developer conference that chatbots on Facebook Messenger have led to increased sales. Facebook's vice president of messaging products, David Marcus, said that people prefer to use Messenger to interact with companies, a statement that's supported by the fact that 80% of the 65 million businesses on Facebook use messaging to contact users. During his keynote speech, Marcus gave multiple examples of companies that have seen an increase in business following the implementation of a Facebook Messenger chatbot. For example, the cosmetic brand Sephora has seen an increase of 11% in booking rates since launching the Sephora Reservation Assistant on Facebook Messenger. The hotel booking service SnapTravel was also mentioned, since users can only access the company through Messenger. There are currently 100,000 bots on the Facebook Messenger platform. Digital travel sales in Western Europe are set to reach $141 billion before the end of this year. This would represent an increase of 5.7% over 2016, with the figure having been forecasted by eMarketer. This compares favorably to a growth rate of 5.1% in the North American market. However, both markets fall below the 11.7% increase expected globally. The predicted Western European growth rate falls below growth levels in 2016, which reached 7.1% over 2015. Jamie Chung, a forecasting analyst at eMarketer, said that Airbnb is growing quickly in Western Europe, albeit from a small base, in large part because of travelers' increasing independence and desire to live like locals. And finally, Alibaba is looking to connect with small to medium-sized businesses in Australia and New Zealand. The company is aiming to have around 2 billion consumers on its e-commerce platforms by 2026 and is looking to Australia and New Zealand to drive this growth. James Hudson from the Australia and New Zealand Alibaba Group said that the intention is to connect consumers to tens of millions of merchants and small businesses around the world. He added that for Australia and New Zealand, the company was focused on identifying great products and connecting local retailers to Chinese tourists through Alipay and other platforms. Earlier this year, Alibaba opened its first office in the region in Melbourne. And that's it for me today. Thank you for joining us and be sure to check out our free catch-up TV service to view our full range of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. I'll see you next time.